Hi, and welcome to another edition of Dog is My Co-Pilot, brought to you by the good people at Hanna Pet Hospitals. I'm your host, Michael Williams, and this is our second episode, and I want to thank everyone who was involved with the first episode, especially Scott and Jamie, all the folks who help keep Hanna running on a day-to-day basis. They were outstanding in talking about the mission and vision behind Hanna, which I know you all are very familiar with, and I was really pleased and just excited to get to know on a deeper basis in the discussion that we had with them last time. This time, we're going to be talking to the people who are like you, the people who have pets and entrust that special part of their family to the special people at Hanna Pet Hospitals. It's going to be a great conversation, so settle in, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dog is My Co-Pilot. Michael Williams, your host. And the last time on our first episode, we had a chance to talk to the people who are responsible for Hanna, whose vision it is, whose mission is to make our connection with our dogs, with our pets, that much more easy, that much more manageable, and you know, give us the opportunity to express all the love that we can. And it was a great conversation. I thank everyone for their positive responses to that first episode. And so I guess we did good enough to get a second episode in. And I really wanted to talk to the people who are pet owners, who are counting on Hanna. I want to talk to some people who have some experience with Hanna, who are dog owners, dog lovers, and see what they felt about the whole thing. So we went through our big giant Rolodex, and you can tell that I'm old because I use the term Rolodex, and we found someone who'd be a really, really good guest for us. So please welcome from the Portland area, Susan Gould. Susan, how are you, my dear?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you, Michael?
I'm wonderful. And thank you for taking the time to join us here today, because I just wanted to get to know you a little bit, get to know a little about your connection to dogs and your connection to Hanna. So again, thanks for taking the time. And I know I introduced you as from the Portland, Oregon area. Is that where you're from originally?
Originally from Michigan.
Ah, what part of Michigan? I'm holding my hand up like all the Michiganders do to show you.
Lansing.
Lansing. Okay, so I know where that is on the map. And when did you end up in the Portland, Oregon area?
Well, I came here by way of California for 40 years, and then I moved up to Oregon to begin a new life.
Wow. Nice. And I've been in the Portland, Oregon area. It's lovely. How you said you were in California for 40 years. Well, and I remember that you were doing something really active with dogs in the in California. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was a volunteer with animal control. And one day a dog had come in. He'd been injured, and he was going to need to go to the vet. And I was trying to find places to help him, and I contacted Akita Rescue. He wasn't Akita. And they told me where to take him, and he went to the vet and all. Well, then we needed to find a home for him. So, of course, I said I would foster him. And we all know how fosters go, because yep. He was a blonde Akita, and I had a blonde Akita, and I actually had three Akitas. And so he came and stayed with us, and he and my Kuma fell in love with each other. And so they had already put a thing in for people, you know, wanting this dog. And I would say he's, you know, he's taken because wow. I had him.
Off the market.
He's taken. Yes. So, but I agreed to volunteer with them, and I had 4 acres at the time, lived in Acton, which is near Palmdale, California. Mm-hmm. And so I put in 8 kennels, and then I had 5 dogs of my own. So when the Akitas would come in and needed to have some care, I would get them and I would work with them, because a lot of times there are some breeds of dogs that people think they're really cool. However, there are things about these dogs that not everybody can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so the case with Akitas. So I had 8. And I would work with them and get them gentled down or find out what their quirks were. And then we would place them on contract so that people knew that they needed to take good care of them or we would take them back. And one time I had a family come in and they had a skipper key. You know what a skipper key is?
I don't. I was going to ask.
It's a very tiny dog that looks like a Pomeranian. They're black and no tail.
Hmm.
So he was a teeny little thing. And they wanted to find him a companion. And one of my girl Akitas just fell crazy in love with him. And so they came back. They went home, made some arrangements. They came back and they got him. And they would send me pictures from time to time. These two dogs, here's this great big Akita, and just loving this little black skipper key.
Oh.
And it was just like a romance made in heaven. But we did get all the...
No, please go ahead. That pictures must be awesome.
Yes. And so I did get them placed, all my 8 dogs placed. And then I made a decision in my life. I got a divorce and took 2 dogs with me and moved up to Oregon. That's the hardest part, you know, because our dogs are such a big, important part of our lives that I held off on getting a divorce because we had 5 dogs.
Wow. I mean, really, like children, yes, like family.
They are. They're your children.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, it was hard to make the decision of who I would take. But anyhow, so now I'm up here, and it's we're having sun today, so my dog is out on the back deck basking in the sun.
I'll be headed there in a half an hour, okay? That's what I intend to be doing.
Well,
sometimes
it's only for 3 days.
So you got to take your chances when you can in Oregon. Yeah, I know a little bit about that. And so do you have multiple dogs now?
No, we always have 2. I believe that you should have 2 because of, for companionship. However, we did lose one about a year ago. He, I didn't know dogs could get dementia, but he did. And so we lost Finley. And my spouse has decided not to get another dog right now because it was too hard to let go. But in time, I will wear her down. and we will once again have 2 dogs.
Please send pictures when you get the new one. I want to see pictures of the 2 together. All of you together would be really nice.
Yeah, I'll be happy to send a picture, especially of Diego. He's quite the dog now. He's quite spoiled.
No, it sounds like did you grow up with pets? Because you're one of those dog whisperers. You have a knack for connecting with animals. I mean, some mm-hmm. people certainly can connect with their own, but to be able to foster and things like that, that's really a gift. Did you always have that? Did you have a lot of pets growing up?
I had, when I was 5 and a half and we moved up here to California, I had a dog named Snowball, and his name was Snowball because he was white. And over the course of my childhood, we had a total of 4 dogs. And then I got married, and since then I have had 12 dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, a person without a dog is just pointless. They're bored to death.
I'm writing that down. We need to put that on a t-shirt, maybe. Person without a dog is pointless. Got
it. We're going to use that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you, you know, some people aren't dog people, but if you're a dog person, you know how important they are to you. Mm. And, I mean, I go places and we'll be talking. I used to work at a restaurant in the retail department, and somebody would come in and we would, they'd mention their dog or that, and I'd mention mine. And the next thing you know, here we are at the cash register on our cell phones, showing each other pictures of our dogs, not our children, our dogs.
Yeah. I mean, the passion and the love that goes on between dogs and their owners, their people, is really, it's something unique. And that's one reason why I got so fascinated with Hannah, because a lot of what they are about is helping more people to be able to experience that with the way that they do things. And I know you've taken care of a lot of animals, taken care of a lot of dogs. How did you get connected to Hannah? And what do you find is different about the way they do things?
Okay. We got connected to Hannah because Shelley, my spouse, she worked with the Chamber of Commerce, and they were coming into town, and so they were talking with regard to them becoming members. And she came home, and she's talking about this, and she says, you're not going to believe this, you know, and blah, blah, because Hannah, I think, was in the forefront of all of the dog care and insurances and everything. Mm-hmm. And so she told me about it, and I said, well, let's go check this out. And we did, and we loved the people. And actually, they had a dog there that they were fostering, and Susan Tripp. You know Susan?
Yes.
Okay. She had him, and he was an incredible dog, and it was time for him to find a home, and his name was Bentley, and so we adopted him. And we had our other dog, Bella, and so we put them both in the Hannah program, and it has been incredible. Because, go ahead.
No, please, you go ahead.
Okay. You know how, well, I've taken dogs to the vet before, and they're going in for a vaccination shot, okay? Well, the next thing they go, well, we should be taking a blood test, and we should do this, and we should do that. And I walk out of there, you know, $400 later going, what happened?
Yeah, been there.
What? Yeah, what happened? And I'm thinking, you know, it makes you afraid to take your dog to a vet because the cost is just insurmountable. So Hannah seemed like a really good deal because you would have your monthly payment. And to me, it was like a savings account. Mm. And for people who aren't able to do a savings account on a regular basis, you know, if you say, I'm going to save up for my dog, I'm going to save up for whatever, but then something comes up. And you go, oh, well, I'm not going to put money in that account this month. And then something else, I'm not going to put money in that account this month. And before you know it, your dog needs care, and you don't have the money. With Hannah, to me, it's like a savings account. I'm investing in my dog's care. And so we just loved it because we had a dog that had cancer. We had two dogs that had cancer, and they were wonderful with us with it. And I don't think we could have afforded the care. And I know other people, if they couldn't have afforded it, would have had to let their dogs go. But we knew that there was still time for them. And with Hannah, we had them for much longer than we would have if we couldn't have afforded care.
I think that's a really just important point to make, that it's just the daily, you know, sort of health care, the wellness of your
right.
dogs, you know, that is enabled by the Hannah program. But the idea that it's not just the little things that are covered, it's the big things. And the big things always happen. And it's not if, it's just when, kind of, you know. And the idea that you can give them comfort and a longer life, and you can enjoy each other. It just can't be overstated to me. That's such a huge deal.
Well, that and the fact that the staff, they're so sweet with the dogs. They'll come in and they'll greet you, and they pet the dogs and love them up. And the vets are amazing. We just love Dr. Horner. He is the most incredible doctor, and he will come in and he'll get on the floor with the dogs. He's on the floor with them, petting them and loving them up. And when we've had to say goodbye to a dog a couple times, he is there on the floor with the dog, with us, and checking them, you know, and everything to make sure things are going well. But he's very caring. You're sobbing, and he'll hug you and explain to you that, you know, you made the right decision. That's another thing, Michael. May I kind of give it off? Okay. The thing about Hannah, and this was something that I heard from people. They were saying that once you sign up with Hannah, the dog's not yours. It's theirs. That is not true. You are the advocate for your dog. You discuss with the doctor what is you want and what they suggest. And if you don't like it, you go get another opinion. You will pay for it, but you can still be with Hannah. But you're more than welcome to get another opinion because you are the advocate for your dog. And when I would hear that, well, it's not your dog and you have no say, I post on the Facebook thing and on some of the comments, and I'll say, you're not an advocate for your dog. If you don't, you know, question and you don't say that maybe you want another opinion, you are not, to me, they're not a good pet owner.
That's a really excellent point, too, because that's some of the feedback that is, I guess, more common feedback is the impression that, well, with the Hannah program, as you said, it's not your dog, but that couldn't be further from the truth. And
ridiculous. Yes.
And I wanted to go back to the point that you were making about the connection between the vets and the owners and the dogs, because I go around saying that empathy is the only real true human superpower. And that's such an important quality to have. And everyone who I've met with Hannah has somehow been able to express, even in sort of just regular interactions, that kind of superhuman type of empathy. It sounds like that's been your experience too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, my dog Diego's going in next week to have his teeth cleaned. But while he's having that done, he's having two skin lesions removed. Because I wanted them removed. And Dr. Horner said, well, let's clean his teeth and we'll do it at the same time. Now, I know that teeth cleaning can be pretty pricey, but I don't have to worry about it. And so would the fact of removing these two skin lesions be pretty pricey, but I don't have to worry about it. All I have to worry about is the care of my dog. And when he comes home, I'll take good care of him.
I mean, I don't think there's a better ambassador for this program than someone like you who's had so much experience, not only just with dog ownership, but literally caring for dogs that needed care in much the same way that they provide at an animal facility like Hannah. I mean, you've actually cared for lots of animals. You know how important that is. And I just can't think of a better person to express the quality, the empathy, and just kind of the just flat out just smart about the Hannah program in general.
Well, thank you. You know, one other thing I like about Hannah is their room where they do the teeth cleanings and the shots and the nail clippings and everything, and the doctors are on their computers. There's a big glass window. So you have a full view of what's going on. They're not hiding anything from you. They're not going off in a dark room and doing whatever, or saying they're doing something that they're not. there in clear view of you with the animals.
And that's important to be able to give you that that sense of calm, that sense of confidence that your dog is being well taken care of. That's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you see how they're acting with other people's dogs. They're genuine. They're sincere. They're loving. They're petting the dog and calming the dog while something's going on. Like Finley didn't like his nails trimmed. We'd have three girls huddling around him, talking to him, petting him, massaging his feet while they're trimming his nails. And he's there like, it's the big kahuna. Look at what I've got here. I've got all this attention.
You're selling it well. I may go to Hannah to get some care myself, it sounds like.
Well, I'm so glad I found them. I don't feel like we are numbered with them. We're a family.
I think if you were sharing an elevator, you know, from the first floor to the 10th floor, and you had that much time to tell the story of why Hannah, what's your elevator pitch for to someone who's looking for a vet and you wanted to let them know about Hannah? How would you say it, just briefly?
I would say, if you're looking for a vet, I'd highly recommend Hannah, because they're really caring for your dog. Again, there is a fee, like all the other insurance companies, and you will pay that fee. However, the care that you will get will be more personalized. You're not just a number there. You are a family there. And I'd highly recommend that you give them a try. As a matter of fact, we've recommended three families to them that are now in the program.
Outstanding. See, you're a natural at this. You're a natural ambassador.
Well, when I was working at the retail store, I was recruiting all the time.
Well,
people come in with their dogs, so yeah.
We'll have to get you a T-shirt or some brochures or something. Get you some tools for your toolkit.
Please.
When you meet other dog owners. Look, this has just been an absolute pleasure, and I know you said you were going to get. I know you have another voice, another vote to get. So as soon as you win over that other vote and you get that new addition to the family, I hope you'll come back in and join us and bring that puppy on too. And you know, we can hear him sniffing the mic and that sort of thing. That's always fun.
Oh, absolutely. And I always find that my dog that I have now is the one that trains the new one.
We'll make sure that once you get them in there, okay, we'll have you back on. And really thank you again so much for sharing your time and sharing your thoughts. And really just I'll see you myself when I come out to Portland. It won't be long. I'll be out there, okay?
Okay. My pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Susan Gould from the Portland area, who obviously has had such an amazing experience with Hannah. And I think she does such a great job at explaining just why Hannah is special. And, you know, if I was going to do it in one sentence, I would just say, Hannah, because your dog deserves it. You know, dogs deserve care. They deserve all the care they can get when they're healthy, when they're, you know, just needing things like teeth cleaning. And then when the situation gets more serious, you want to be able to do everything that you can for that beloved dog. And Hannah gives you that opportunity. So I'm so grateful to Susan for taking the time and explain it better than I ever could. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with more of Dog is My Co-Pilot. I'm Michael Williams. See you in a minute. Well, that just about does it for this episode of Dog is My Co-Pilot. Again, thank you so much to Susan Gould for, I mean, such a heartfelt discussion and talk about her relationship to her dogs and how her experience has been with Hannah Pet Hospital. I'm sure that a lot of you have had the same experience, and we look forward to having more of you on the show to talk about your dogs and how they are special in your lives and how Hannah Pet Hospital makes that possible. Again, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the next episode. I'm Michael Williams, and on behalf of myself and all the good folks at Hannah Pet Hospital, thank you for listening. See you soon.